The international organization Toastmasters International has been encouraging people to improve their public speaking skills for 89 years. More than 4 million people have been part of the group, which claims clubs in more than 100 countries. In Northwest Arkansas, the Toastmasters are doing quite well, thank you. Jim Fairbanks is the president of the Fayetteville chapter.
It is thriving, especially around here in Northwest Arkansas. Just a few more clubs have been added in the last year. It's particularly grown in the corporate area. We now have 4 clubs just for Walmart, 1 for Tyson, and then 1 for Dayspring over in Siloam Springs.
The idea being there that members of a business or corporation can improve skills in talking when they're dealing with clients or potential investors, or
it can help them in a lot of different ways. It can help them just be better at giving a presentation to a large group of people and help get them past that fear that people have of getting in front of a large group of people and speaking.
You first came across Toastmasters when you were kind of getting ready. You were working on this nonfiction book. What propelled you, as someone who was writing a nonfiction book, an author, to want to join Toastmasters?
It's a good idea, especially if you have a nonfiction book, to build a platform by doing speaking engagements. And my book is inspirational in nature, and I will go on to become an inspirational speaker. Actually, I've started doing inspirational speaking, motivational speaking, and I can sell my books there and generate interest in me as an individual.
What happens at a Toastmasters meeting, the club? You meet how often?
The one in Fayetteville meets the first, third, and whenever there is one, the fifth Wednesday of each month. We meet at the Student Union in room 308.
And what happens?
It's about we meet at 12:30. It's an hour long, and people have signed up ahead of time on a website to be a speaker. When you join, you're given a manual with 10 speeches, and each one of those speeches has a particular objective that the speech is supposed to help you improve upon. And for each speaker, someone volunteers to evaluate them. And this is also to help increase the number of times that people can speak, even if it's just to speak very briefly. Mm-hmm. And there's a section of the meeting called Table Topics, and someone signs up ahead of time to be in charge of that. And what it is extemporaneous speaking. And people just volunteer, and they're timed. The goal is 1 to 2 minutes. And they get asked a question. They have to speak off the top of their head
about a specific topic.
It's recommended. We're pretty loose with the rule on that. You can talk about something related to it. You can possibly speak about a question a previous person had. You can just talk about something. Mm-hmm. But 1 to 2 minutes is the goal. There is a designated timer for all the speeches, all the table topics, and even the evaluators. There is also the grammarian and the counter.
Right.
One of the things that we try to discourage is using space holders in speaking, like
right.
And at the end of the meeting, that person stands up and gives a tally of how many times each person used one of those words. And after you have been a part of it for just a few meetings, you notice it everywhere. So you hear it a lot.
Now, there's in the world of Toastmasters, there are competitions as well, right?
Yes. This weekend on the Saturday the 23rd at J.B. Hunt, there are 2 area Toastmasters competitions. There's the international speech competition, and then there's a competition for people to evaluate.
And if someone advances from this weekend, they go what, to state?
They would go to a district level, and that would be Little Rock. And beyond that, there's a division, which this division covers all of Arkansas, half of Mississippi, and half of Tennessee.
And eventually there's would there be a global competition or at least a national competition?
It goes on to other levels, and it's the international speech competition, so it goes global.
Wow. The nonfiction book that led you to Toastmasters in the first place, is it completed?
Yes, it is completed and should be. I haven't got a specific date for it yet. It should be within the next couple of weeks, actually.
If people listening want to know more about the Fayetteville Toastmasters, or, you know, we have, our broadcast area goes much further than Fayetteville, someone's interested in Toastmasters, how can they find out more?
They can go online at toastmasters.org and find a club and meeting time near where they are. Also, just in here in Northwest Arkansas, there's a new Facebook fan page, Toastmasters of NWA on Facebook.
You mentioned that a lot of the interest in Toastmasters here comes from Tyson and Walmart, and you mentioned that Fayetteville meets on the University of Arkansas campus, but I'm suspecting that you don't have to be with Walmart, Tyson, or affiliated with the University of Arkansas to be involved in the Toastmasters.
For the corporate clubs like Walmart, Tyson, and Dayspring, you do have to be an employee there.
I see.
But there are other clubs in the area that are not limited to employment. And we have a real mixed bag at the U of A. We have students. We have quite a few international students that join from time to time to just improve their public speaking skills. Really, the Toastmasters, if you're well-spoken and communicate well, not only will that help you in the corporate world, but it will help you in all other areas of your life as well.
Never hurts to be able to speak well.
Never does.
Jim Fairbanks, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.
Jim Fairbanks is president of the Fayetteville chapter of Toastmasters International, and he talked with Kyle earlier this week.